Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com, so you can look it up, and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media capital of the world and hometown of the original Hooters restaurants, Tampa Bay, Florida. A statement of fact I think we can all agree upon. Heterosexual men like to look at naked women. We also like to see fully and partially clothed women and imagine them naked. That, in truth, is often more satisfying in a strange but true fashion. And let's not forget that we also enjoy doodling pictures of naked women and sharing these doodles with our equally compelled brethren. Hugh Hefner and Bob Guccione figured this out. Howard Stern did too, and quite profitably. And then there was Jim McBride, the cheerful young dude who makes a living cataloging and capturing the moments when our favorite film and TV actresses, and many more women we've never heard of, slip a nip or more out of their clothes for all to see. Mr. Skin, as McBride is best known, is an empire builder himself, with his website, MrSkin.com, radio appearances on The Howard Stern Show on Sirius Satellite Radio, and now the second edition of his valuable library reference, Mr. Skin's Skincyclopedia, now in its second edition. Jim, Skin, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Hey, Mr. Media, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
This is the second Titanic meeting of the web's famous misters.
I rarely get to talk to a mister of equal stature, and this is a big pleasure.
Well, that's very kind of you, but I don't think it's quite equal. I think you're a few misters ahead of me there, but kind of you to play along for the listening audience.
My pleasure.
Jim, when you were on the show last, which was about 2 years ago, the first edition of Skincyclopedia had appeared. Have that many more women shown off their assets since then, and it was time for an update?
Surely the trend
is reversed.
Yeah, great question. Our first Skincyclopedia came out in January of 2005, and it actually did pretty well. In fact, St. Martin's called me last summer. Excuse me, they called me last summer and said, "Hey, we were so happy with how the first book did. We sold more than we thought. I think it's time for a second edition." I said, "Well, hold on. Let me double check before we move ahead on doing another book. Let me just see how many nude scenes have happened since the last book came out." Did a little research and found that 350 celebrities, and I'm talking about like Marissa Tomei or Jessica Biel or Anna Paquin level of celebrity, had been naked since then. And if you combine the actresses in the first book and these 350 new ones, over 2,000 new nude scenes had happened since January of 2005. So I said, you know what, it's time for a second edition. And that's kind of the reason this book is 688 pages. It's like half the size of the healthcare bill. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think a lot of men would agree that a book like this is very important to our health, our prostate health, for example.
Right.
Well, cardiac health.
Well, I hope so. And we put a lot of time and effort into the book. And I think, you know, it's funny, I had someone tell me that, you know, and I don't want to make it sound like the guys that read Playboy for the articles, but they said that, hey, it's definitely a reference book, but boy, are the bios on the actresses really well written and funny. And I take great pride in that because we put a lot of time and effort into the writing.
I got to ask you about the cover. I've had the book for about a week now, but I'm just now looking really carefully at the cover. There are some spectacularly beautiful women and well-known women on the cover. I'm a little surprised that the largest image, or maybe not, is Pamela Anderson, as opposed to like a Halle Berry or...
Well, you know, we talked a lot about this, and in the first Skincyclopedia, our large image was Phoebe Cates, and in this one, we were looking for someone that, you know, kind of an iconic actress or an iconic figure or someone that if you saw her in her, quote, costume from her TV show, she would be instantly recognizable and have a real sexy laundry list of nude scenes. And we settled on Pam Anderson. And you're right, we could have gone many different ways, but we wanted to get across that this book, yeah, we're, you know, we're looking at actresses, but we also, this book is about nudity in film, and Pam Anderson really exemplifies that.
Hmm. Great picture of Angelina Jolie, though, in her...
Bustier. Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah, definitely. We had a lot of fun picking those out, those pictures out, and as you noticed, we went for a lot of good cleavage shots, of course.
Well, and you know, have you found over the years that there's a particular body part that your website viewers and your readers and your listeners on the radio that they're particularly interested in, or is it pretty well spread out?
Well, I think breasts are always you know, I don't get a lot of guys not enjoying, you know, big-breasted actresses, so I think breasts would probably be number one, but as you know, guys like all different body parts, and the beautiful thing about our website is you can, you know, we call out the body parts. In fact, we'll tell you what body part an actress showed in each movie and at this particular time, and it's a lot of work went into this book, I'll tell you that.
Well, and I want to draw people's attention to the back of the book, which is fun just to read, where you actually have their appearances split up. You call it technical TNA. We have the body double only babes, the left breast only babes, the right breast only babes, the butt only babes, and the thong only babes.
Well, the genesis of that, what happened is we realized there were a lot of actresses that only they've been naked in their careers, but the only body part they showed might have been a right breast. So an example like Fran Drescher, if someone asked me, has Fran Drescher ever been naked? I said, yes, one time.
Hollywood Nights.
Well, no, she wasn't naked in Hollywood
Nights. She
wasn't? A lot of people think she was in it, but not naked. She was in her underwear, but not naked. And in All 7 Minutes in the Cadillac Man, she showed right breast, a movie with Robin Williams. And we made a whole list of actresses who've only shown the right breast. So we obviously had a lot of fun with it.
She was not. Now I'm going to have to go back and watch it for the 200th time.
Nope,
I love that movie.
Did not get naked. There were lots of girls that did get naked, but young Fran Drescher did not. And Hollywood Nights is one of my favorite films, teen sex comedies from the 80s.
Yeah, the sunbathing scene late in the film, she wasn't topless.
No, that was actually at the very beginning of this film. And that Dawn Clark was one, and Kim Hopkins was another one that was nude. And it had that great moment, too, with the cheerleader spinning around and forgetting to wear her bottoms, which is an iconic moment itself in 80s teen sex comedies.
I remember that. And I had Robert, man, I'm getting old, the star of the film.
Arliss.
It's a guy. Yes, he played Arliss. See, folks, you can tell that we're more interested in the women than the men, because neither of us could think of his
Robert
name.
Robert Wool, yeah.
Yes. And one of my favorite actors of all time because of Hollywood Nights. Wow. And I remember he just loves Fran Drescher. He had nothing but nice things to say about her. And I didn't ask him about the nudity. I wish I had. Not hers, obviously. But now, there's someone else in the book, and while you were talking, I thought, I got to look and see if she's in here. I didn't think of it before. Got to give you credit. I don't know. I actually don't understand why she's in here, but Kathy Bates.
We don't discriminate when it comes to nudity. Kathy Bates has been naked a few times, and we call it out, and she's one of our 2009 actresses. I mean, she's a big star, and probably best known for the movie Misery, but some people claim that it was Misery when they saw her nude in About Schmidt or at Play in the Fields of the Lord, but we really, we always... you know, we're very into any nudity in film, even Kathy Bates nudity.
Well, I mean, I'm getting closer to 50, and I you know, you reach a point where you have to start broadening your horizon, because the different shapes and examples are all that's going to be available to you at a certain age. And
I
get that, but I was still surprised to see that she was here in the book. But good for you, Skin. Good for you.
No, we do not discriminate. We even have a Jessica Tandy in the book. She did a nude scene when she was 84 years old in a movie called Camellia. She goes for a skinny dip, and It's the only time I've ever seen an actress more wrinkly before she went in the water than when she went out.
Oh man. Any favorites among the new additions to this edition?
Well, I pointed out, Marissa Tomei, Jessica Biel, and Anna Paquin. Those are three that we're really excited that, finally did nudity because one of the things I'm always looking out for is the next big debut nude scene. So the fact that, they did nude scenes between this book and that was great. I mean, even Anne Hathaway is another one in the first book. She wasn't naked, but she did that movie Havoc and a couple others where we could see her nude. So that's the beautiful thing, too, about what I do is, every month, every week, practically every day if you count TV, there's some new nude scene to report on or get excited about. And it's like unless they stop putting nudity in film, I think I have a lot of work to do over the next 10 years.
And who are some of the classics over the years? I mean, I'm thinking Angie Dickinson in...
Oh, Big Bad Mama, love it.
Big Bad Mama, yep.
If you don't mind the fact that you also see William Shatner nude in the same movie, it is great.
I was going to mention that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The classics are definitely Phoebe Cates in Fast Times, Angelina Jolie and Gia, Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct. A nude scene that, I don't know how many people have seen, but it's probably in the top 10 all time is Kelly Preston in Mischief is an amazing nude scene from 1985. And it's one that I would recommend everyone see. But gosh, there's so many, and that's the fun thing. That's another reason we did 2009. It was hard to narrow it down. So lots of nudity to get to.
Well, Kelly Preston in now I'm going to look because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth here. I was thinking Jerry Maguire, isn't she?
Yeah, she had a brief nude scene in that. If you rank her nude career, I'd say Mischief by far her best nudity, but Secret Admirer is another great one she did. That was in the, that was in the, about 1985. She also did a movie called 52 Pickup with Roy Scheider. Has some great skin. So I'd say she's been naked about seven times in her career, and Mischief being the best. But Jerry Maguire is one of them, but it's lower on the list.
All right. It's a good scene, though. It's at the beginning, right, where she's astride Jerry, as I recall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're thinking, wait a minute, this is John Travolta's wife, the topless, the naked, on top of Tom Cruise. Okay, if I reach a certain level in my career and in my net worth, I'm not going to be doing that. But, okay, great. I appreciate that she did.
Yeah. No, I agree. And she is gorgeous, and she still to this day looks great.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's another interesting one, and it's funny. I had to look it up by the name of the show because I was curious. There's a show on Showtime called United States of Tara.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Tara. I was interested to see if this is in here, and it is. It's a young woman who name is not a household name by any means, Rosemary DeWitt.
Oh, yeah.
She
plays Charmaine in the show, yeah.
Yeah, after we've gotten to know her for a few weeks, we find out that she had a botched boob job, and it was really botched. It was nasty.
Right. Keep in mind, and we point that out, that that was a body double for that scene. But we do point that out. But you're right. It was a pretty cool moment in United States of Terror, and that boob job is messed up, no question about it.
And there's another show on Showtime that I imagine is giving you guys lots of material year after year, Californication.
I absolutely love that show. My wife and I never miss it. And in fact, I just put out my 2009 best nude scenes of this year. And Eva Morey won for her nude scene. She's actually Susan Sarandon's real-life daughter, and she plays a student who is in David Duchovny's class and who moonlights and does some stripping to pay the bills. And he walks into the strip club and she's topless. And to see an actress with 34 double D natural breasts show them in a movie or TV, especially one on a show that popular, or someone whose mother is that famous, is very rare. And it was something that caught our eye and, in fact, was our favorite nude scene, or my favorite nude scene of 2009.
So Eva is Susan Sarandon's daughter?
Yes. Believe it or not, real life.
Wow. Well, okay. I'm
I got to go back and look at that one again.
Well, no. I was just thinking. I have to be careful here. Susan's brother is a longtime friend and former coworker, and so I'm going to be very careful what I say here about Eva. But she's quite beautiful. It's just now it's just weirding me out a little bit that's Terry's niece.
Well,
but you know,
luckily I have none of those issues, so I can enjoy the nudity no problem. I don't know any of the Sarandon, so it's great nudity.
Well, I'm. It's not going to stop me from enjoying it. It's just going to stop me from talking too much about
it. Got it.
Incident. You continue to offer a guide at the beginning of the book to famed celebrity body parts. How do you decide? Are there a lot of things that are kind of borderline as to what they actually are, or do you have to have staff meetings to determine?
You mean when we see a nude scene, can we tell like what it is exactly? And
yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, here's the thing. Obviously, some nudity is completely obvious. Sometimes we think we see a nip slip or a shadow, and then we discuss it. We bring in, let's put it this way. In the very old days of the website, 10 years ago, I did all of that stuff. I now have a staff just in the content department of eight guys who are full time going through movies. So they'll usually have a discussion in the back about something, and then call me in if they need someone to kind of give their blessing. But one of the areas that we've had a lot of that in the last year is all these Blu-ray movies that come out. And in the past, there would be, on DVD, you'd see something, and it would look like a shadow, or you couldn't tell. But with Blu-ray, it's 6 times the resolution of DVD, so we're like able to blow it up, and all of a sudden we're seeing a nip or a bush or something that we thought we couldn't see on the DVD, and it's added a lot of work to the guys in the back. They're not complaining, but it's definitely made their job more challenging.
And okay, I'm just printing out a copy of my resume now. Where do I send it to get one of those jobs?
Yeah, I know. You got to get in line. A lot of people would like this job where all you do all day is go through nude scenes and talk about the nudity.
I'm sorry. And the address again to send that resume?
Just say, it's like I'm like Santa Claus North Pole. It's Mr. Skin Chicago.
That would probably work too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man. And you still have the most understanding, supportive wife in America? Is
that
true?
Yeah, she's very cool. I mean, in my years of doing this, I've had to go to porn conventions, the Playboy Mansion, fly out to do the Howard Stern show. She couldn't be cooler. And in fact, last time I was on that show, she came with me to the studio, and he actually called her out, and the whole 45-minute interview she was in, and he asked her every question you could possibly imagine, and she was totally cool. So luckily, there's no way I could do this job and have a wife that wasn't understanding, and I'm very lucky.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I heard that interview, and I was just like, oh, my God. Yeah, this is one lucky SOB. I don't know.
I know.
And
imagine.
You know.
Yep.
And tell me about the relationship with Stern, because he clearly he and his show have been very supportive. You do, I think it's weekly updates?
Yeah, I do a weekly Mr. Skin Minute for exclusively for their station, and then, I come in, probably fly out there once a year to do some – of either an anatomy award or something else or something. And they're, hey, let's face it, when I first went on the show, my website launched in August of 99. I went on the Stern show in March of 2000, and it blew my servers up. We couldn't handle all the traffic. And from that day, we've been profitable ever since. And it's, though I go on hundreds of shows and do many interviews, that show and that audience has really been the number one factor for the success of my website. There's no question about it.
A lot of people would like to have Stern's career. Somehow I think there's a part of him that would like to have your career.
No, I think he's very he does very well. And just because of his blessing and the staff over there and me getting along with everyone and them liking the website, that's been obviously a great thing for us.
I think you need another book. I think you need to do a book of cataloging and capturing images from his show.
We'll see. They should do a best of all the nude moments in Howard Stern, but we'll see.
Wouldn't you think that'd be a great seller? I mean, especially since so many of them happened before he went to Sirius, and you know, there's no other way to see that stuff. It's radio.
I agree.
Last thing. How has the website evolved in the last couple of years? Or you know, is it very different, or is it, you know, has that remained the same?
Well, I mean, the basic stuff is the same. It's a database where you could go to find any actress if she's ever been naked or underwear or bikini, and we list it, show it to you, review it, give you all the information you need. But you know, in the last couple of years, you know, there's been so many changes in the internet. There's been so many changes in the way people look for things, and our site's evolved, you know, changed and evolved and been redesigned. And luckily, we've kept up, you know, the pace here. And I think that I think in the next couple of years, you know, the way we present the data is going to be different than it is today. And you always got to keep kind of abreast of the latest technology, and our team is on top of that. And I luckily have an amazing technical team that will, you know, I think you'll be seeing a lot of our content on phones around the world. I think you'll be seeing it, you know, the way you can find it. We're definitely putting a lot of our, you know, our in-house produced content on video, a lot of these viral video sites, and it's like I said, it's different now than it was, you know, even 3 or 4 years ago. And it just takes, you got to make sure you know, the content's great, no question, but you need to have the tech and marketing people around to make sure that you're on the cutting edge of how people can access your content. And we're on top of that.
I have no doubt. And you slipped in abreast. Good for you, my friend.
Well, I always
Well, folks, listen, you can learn more about Mr. Skin's new book, Skincyclopedia, on Mr. Skin's website, www.mrskin.com. Hey, and just because we're friendly misters, you can also order that book on mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com.
Of course.
And Jim, go ahead.
No, I wanted to say, and you are my favorite mister that I am ever interviewed by, and I want you to know that you are my favorite mister.
You're too kind, and we always look forward to your appearances here. I don't think we should wait 2 years for the next one. Let's come back much sooner.
Yeah, anytime you want to do it, I would love it. I always enjoy when you interview me.
That's great, Jim. Thank you. I appreciate that. Mr. Skin, thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
My pleasure.
All right, take care.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That was a lot of fun. Let me know when it hits the streets.
It's on live right now.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Well, all right, that's good.
Sorry, we should have told you that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's totally cool. I thought you like cut it up and do it. Okay, totally cool.
Nope, that's just went out there live. Yep.
All right. Beautiful.
All right, hey.
Beautiful.
Happy holidays, Jim.
Same to you, and thanks a lot for doing this. I really appreciate
all right.
it. Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more great celebrity interviews, and including a playmate or two, and probably one or two actresses who may have appeared nude over time, check out www.mrmedia.com. That's our main site. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Andelman or facebook.com/Andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.